Hello.
She's not coming in.
Hey, welcome back to PMP Network. I'm Mark Snyder with my special guest, Marla Gibb. And Marla joins us right now to talk a little bit about the TV Land Nick at Night Marathon, where this week it's the Jeffersons Moving On Up Marathon. And of course, Marla is well known and beloved by many as Florence on the Jeffersons and Mary Jenkins on 227. She joins us live right now on PMP Network. Hi, Marla.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you get into business.
Well, I'm originally from Chicago, moved to Detroit, and ultimately out to California, got involved in local theater, and from there, parlayed that into interviews and television.
So how long did it take you to actually get like your first big acting gig?
I got it within 2 years of arriving here.
Did you set a timetable for yourself, Marla?
No, actually, I was doing it as a hobby. I was working for the airline and took my daughter with me, and we were both into doing the stage productions. And really got bitten by the stage bug. And as we went on, you know, different people would go out for interviews, and we got involved in going out. And I got a couple of movies of the week and things like that before I got the Jeffersons.
But that in 1975 is when the Jeffersons came on, and it was something that was a spinoff of All in the Family. It was a Norman Lear show.
Right.
Pretty much guaranteed success from the beginning.
Say it again.
It was pretty much guaranteed to be a success from the
outset. Well, no, actually, when it first came out, we did not get good reviews, and people were not predicting that it was going to go, but we went.
I always thought the characters, you know, we've had on Sherman and we've had on most of the folks from the show. I always thought the characters were really good, well-defined, and it was a cute show. And your character, of course.
Well, I did too.
I mean, Florence Johnston was a great character.
Yeah, and fortunately, the audience thought so, too.
Exactly. But it must have been fun to play that wise, persnippity character.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. And we came up with different things to do while we were working. And we had a very good company, a very good team of writers, and a very good cast, and we just had fun all day.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not.
Are you in contact at all with any of the cast members?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Ned Werdema, the doorman, and I and his wife been going to dinner and to brunches, and Franklin, who is Tom Willis, you know, had us all over for his birthday party, and I stay in touch with Berlinda, who played Tom's daughter on the show.
Yeah.
Roxy and I were very close friends before she made a transition. And Isabel and Sherman, I don't see as often, but we've been together a lot lately. We've been making appearances around the country.
Yeah, I'm always amazed by this because The Jeffersons really stands up well. It's a great show. It still is. And a whole new generation of people are seeing this for the first time, so you're going to have fans that are young kids.
It's wonderful. As a matter of fact, I'm working the Hughleys as DL's mom, and the young children on the show, when I first came, didn't know who I was. They just said hello politely, and then one day they ran in and said, I saw you. So now we have a whole group of young people who are now our fans.
You just mentioned that the critics weren't raving about the show when it first came out. Imagine their surprise 25 years almost later.
I know.
That it's still not only popular, but very popular.
Yes, yes.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. So thanks to Nick at Night, that was a great idea.
Now, I understand that you're doing quite a bit for community theater. You mentioned that you started in community theater in L.A., and I understand that something called Crossroads Theater, you're quite involved in that.
Well, we started that, and unfortunately, we lost our building in 97. So that's not going on, but from 81, we ran that theater every year. My daughter was actively involved in running the youth theater and writing for it and all of that, and we put quite a few people out in the business, so we're very proud of that.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll one day be able to reopen somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you've done quite a few things besides the two things we talked about, so a lot of movies and TV movies and things like that. I assume that you're doing new things all the time, but it's amazing how enduring these other things are. Now, 227, is that playing anywhere at this point?
It's still on TV.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Where what channel is it on now?
It was on BET.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And now it's still running in other parts of the country.
It's an excellent show as well.
Yes.
Did you enjoy
it? I'm very fortunate.
Did you enjoy the
wonderful shows.
Did you enjoy the character of Mary Jenkins as much as Florence Johnson?
Yes, I did. And I enjoyed the cast, too. It was just a wonderful show. We got an opportunity to do some of the things like the Jeffersons. We had attacked all the real problems that were going on, and we had a diversified cast as well. But we had more people coming on as guests, and it was a lot of fun to do.
This week, of course, is the big Jeffersons Marathon.
Yeah.
November 8th to 12th on Nickelodeon. And every night from, I guess it's about, 9 to 11 every night?
Right.
And four episodes.
It's 9 to 12, I think.
Yeah, maybe more than that. But it's from 8 to from 9 to 1 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, okay.
So we're talking about 4 hours of the Jeffersons every night this week.
Right.
Wow. So that's pretty cool.
So the children will get a chance to see it.
There you go. Now, you can record them all. Do you have a lot of them on tape?
I do. I have all the tapes.
Ah, see. I understand that CBS is actually selling those, aren't they?
I think they're selling 4 episodes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen. Different people tell me they've been ordering them, but
yeah.
I don't think they have a lot of them for sale.
From what I understand, Columbia House now is selling them on a regular basis. You can subscribe to the Jeffersons.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, I'm a big fan of TV Land and Nickelodeon, and I guess it's probably because I thought that some of the best shows were shows in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Right.
And from nowadays, I don't find that much that entertaining. I'm just wondering, besides the Huleys that you mentioned, any shows that you might watch that are on TV now?
I like Frasier.
Yeah.
I think Frasier's good. And there's a few others that I watch. But I don't really, you know, I was running a restaurant, so I didn't get an opportunity to see too many. I get to see ours because it comes on late at night.
Do you ever watch Ally McBeal?
I haven't really watched Ally McBeal.
Yeah. It's pretty entertaining.
I know Elena from 227 was on Ally McBeal for a while.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What was she playing on there?
I don't know.
Oh, you haven't seen it, so you don't know, right? That's
no.
funny. That's funny. Well, Marla, when can we see you again on TV and something new? Are you working on anything?
Well, I'm on Hughley's. And
yeah.
I'm getting ready to go do Dawson's Creek.
Really?
Yeah. This week I'm doing them. And I have a couple of films coming out this month.
Anything you want to mention?
One called The Visit and one called Stanley's Gig.
And who are those with?
One is with Billy Dee. And the other, he's going to kill me. Young man that was on New Heart is co-starring in it with me. And also... I can't think right now, but the girl from Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
the star.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't remember her name either.
She's going to kill us.
Billy Dee, though, that must have been real tough to work with him, huh?
Who?
Billy Dee.
Oh, no. But we worked together on the Jeffersons, and he worked twice on 227 with me, and he's in the movie The Visit with me.
Ah. So is there something going on
and
with
you
guys?
He just did the Hughleys.
Ah. Now, are you single, married, or?
I know I'm single right now.
Ah, so you enjoying the single life, or would you rather be married?
I don't know. I guess I'd be happy with whatever I am right now, because we're always wanting something that is not.
That is true.
I would like to be married at this point, unless it's a good companion who would like to travel with me. It's pointless because I'm busy in the career.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, most Americans are not married, actually.
Yeah.
Some, they try it once or twice, and that's about it.
Well, I don't think the foundation is set, and the society really isn't doing anything to help the family life. I personally think people should do their counseling before they get married, not after.
I think you're right. You know, but there's no preparation for it.
That's right.
Yeah, you should go to school first before you get approved.
This is true.
Well, Marla Gibb, thank you so much for joining us, and lots of luck. Stay healthy, stay active, and we'll continue to watch you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. So Marla Gibb here on PMPnetwork.com. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.